Joey Strickland, who is head of Veterans Affairs in Louisiana. Good morning to you, Joey. Welcome to Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing well. It sounds like you're on the road. I know there are a number of events today.
Yeah, I am, Jim. Actually, I'm traveling to the Slidell Veterans Cemetery to link up with our veterans and our governor who's speaking there.
In Slidell.
Yes, sir.
And through the years, Joey, there have been, I think, well over 10,000 Louisiana veterans who have given their lives in service to our country.
Last week, we did the Ruck March, which, you know, we do every year, where we ruck all of the flags from LSU to the state capitol, and we planted 11,000 flags. One flag in honor of every fallen Louisianian who died in battle in defense of freedom.
Well, we are of a time the draft is no longer mandatory. I think many people of a certain vintage in our country probably don't have the reverence for those who came before us the way we did a generation ago. How do we restore that kind of patriotism?
Well, Jim, with the all-volunteer military and military service no longer a requirement, we have to do everything we can at the community level, the small towns around the nation, to honor those that do serve. The 7% of our citizens that do go in harm's way to protect our way of life, and it's much more than a day for barbecue and shopping. We have to pause as a nation, and take time out to explain the reason for the day, even if it's just a family gathering around the barbecue, around the dinner table. Explain to the younger people what this day means. It's not free, and it was not given to them. It was earned through blood, sweat, and tears.
Well, in Louisiana, we take great pride in many who served, and I'm sure John Bell Edwards, who was not a veteran of a war, he certainly benefited from his West Point experience and his Army Ranger experience. So I when I said we don't have as much reverence as we once did, I think we do have respect for those who served in the military. And many did give their lives in all kinds of wars, as we know. And I'm sure that many of us have family members who fought in those wars. And because of that, we know that this country was not founded and has not survived without bloodshed. It's part of the fabric of America, and it is a day in which, appropriately, we give tribute to those who made the ultimate sacrifice, Joey.
Well, you know, Jim, I've had the honor of serving as secretary or director under Mike Foster, under Governor Blanco, and then I went to Arizona for a while to serve as Secretary of Veterans Affairs there. But I was born on the bayou, and Louisiana's in my blood, so I came home and decided to go to work for John Bell when I saw his background. I had taught at West Point as a young captain, and one of the things that I love about our state is that we are a very, very patriotic state. Louisianians are one of the first ones to step up to the plate whenever the chips are down and our country is in danger. Lila, my beautiful wife, we have three sons who all served in the United States Army. Two of them served in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so there is a tradition here in our state of military service, even though there is no draft. And I'm very proud of that.
Mm-hmm. How was that experience, though, being a parent, knowing your sons are in harm's way fighting for our country, as you and your wife have experienced?
Well, I got to tell you, Jim, that was the longest day of our lives. Even though I served two tours in Vietnam, it's not like I would much rather be there than have my children there. And at one time, we had our son-in-law, our brother-in-law, one of our sons, and our youngest son all in combat at the same time. And it was the longest years of our lives. Actually, my hair turned grayer than it is now.
Two terms in Vietnam, two tours in Vietnam for you. Were you drafted?
Sure.
Were you drafted, Joey?
No, sir. Back in my day, in the early middle 60s, in Louisiana, I grew up in northeast Louisiana, you either went to college if you could afford it, or if you had a scholarship, or you joined the military. It was just sort of a transition, a way of life. And so I joined the military to earn money for the GI Bill. But once I got in there, and I liked the discipline, the structure, and the potential for advancement, and I survived my two tours in Vietnam, I decided to become an officer, and I wound up putting in almost 30 years.
Does it give you pause that you made a decision to serve voluntarily in a war? I mentioned three men who became president of the United States who did not want to serve in that war.
It does give me pause, and it does bother me on a personal level that our commanders in chief did not serve, especially during wartime. I think it bothers most veterans, but it's been a process now that's occurred, and so I think most veterans have gotten beyond that. With the smallness of our military, probably we're not going to see a lot of military service among our commanders in chief anymore. I lament that. That bothers me, but that's just the way it is.
You said you had two tours of duty. There are some veterans today, you mentioned Afghanistan and Iraq, who have been several times.
Yes, sir. And that is one of the things, Jim, that really bothers me as secretary, because we're such a small force now that we're sending whenever we have a combat situation, we're sending our young men and women back for multiple tours. They might get through one or two tours or maybe even three tours without being unscathed. I'm talking about emotionally. But at some point, it's going to get to them. And I think that's why we have a large number of post-traumatic stress issues that we deal with almost on a daily basis here in our country, in our federal VA centers.
And there is nothing more noble than serving our country in harm's way or potentially in harm's way. Everybody who puts on a uniform has the capacity to be off to a war if necessary.
Well, you know, Jim, I was reading an article about veterans the other day, and I came across a quote from President Calvin Coolidge. It's probably one of the few things that he's remembered for, but he made the statement that the country that forgets its veterans will itself soon be forgotten. And I really believe that. We've got to honor our men and women. We've got to honor our families. And also today, my heart goes out to all those Gold Star families, those families that have lost loved ones in combat, in battle. When I was on active duty, I used to have to go notify families that soldiers had been lost in battle. And it was the most horrendous thing I ever had to do in my life. And I grieve with them even today.
Well, thank you for joining us, Joey Strickland, Secretary of Veterans Affairs for Louisiana.